of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. Like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime day.
All right, welcome to our live edition here. I can't wait. The house is full of all of these great minds that from the Reading Roots Revival. All the people have brought this hard, it's been a lot of hard work putting together this fabulous two-day festival on 32 stages. If you're just tuning in, that was Chuck Prophet, who is going to be performing. And so let me get right down to it. This is Linda Bott, by the way. We're live here on KCNR. This is North State Now. We always do the last Thursday of the month, if there's five Thursdays, and the first Thursday of the month. So I'm so happy to be here. Let me welcome my guests. I'm getting right down to it because we've got so much to cover tonight. First of all, Liam's at the helm. Hey, Liam.
How are you?
Seriously? That was so flat. I'm not even sure what to do with that.
I'm multitasking right now.
You're multitasking. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're doing, hey! And he's like, he's the doorman. Remember the guy that was the flat doorman?
I'm the producer. I can't sound too excited.
Okay. All right, so Liam's here. He's at the helm. And yes, he is multitasking because we have a bunch of really great music that we're going to play from the Spotify, of course, account of Danger Kitty, who's in the house. Demetra Freeze, who's said she stayed up all night listening to every song and decided that was her favorite song from every artist. So we're going to be going through that tonight.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
And you guys are going to be playing Friday night.
We are. We're playing Friday night. We're opening the festival, I believe, and the 5 to 6 p.m. slot.
And that's September 22nd. We're going to get to those three stages that you're all performing on. Also with us tonight is Janelle Pearson. How you doing, Janelle?
I'm doing great, Linda. How are you?
You are so amazing. We go back, and I'm really so honored to know you and all the love and attention that you put into this community and your love for music and all the little details that it takes to really do something like this. You are a big part of the nuts and bolts keeper.
Thank you, Linda. I appreciate it.
You know, I mean it, too. All right, so then we have a guy that I just got to meet tonight, who is like Danger Donnie Red. How are you?
Hello, thank you for having us, Linda.
I
appreciate it.
Really nice to get to know you, and I know that, you know, I was interviewing Demetra the other day and talking to her and getting to know her and loving on her, you know, and she said she couldn't do it without you.
Well, she's easy to love on.
Isn't that nice to know that somebody says these wonderful things behind your back?
Well, that is wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're loved. You're greatly loved. And
I have to pay her a lot, though.
It's nice to know that musicians, because we all need each other. I mean, if you can't plug in your amp, if you can't sing in a microphone, I mean, I know what it is to have great sound. I know what it is to, you got to have people who love you and want to help you shine. So thank you for that.
That's what we're all about here. We're all about the love for music and sharing it with the Reading.
Yeah, and you're doing that. So also with us tonight is Janie Logan. I want to say Janie, but it's not, right? Okay, Janice Logan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, so you used to, not. I don't even want to go you used to, but for years and years, you and Janelle worked very closely together in this unit, if you will, from my knowledge, of bringing in great bands as they were coming to tour through with one of your establishments downtown, and Janelle would help in putting them up at her place, and you would facilitate the arena or the facilitate
yes.
the space.
Yes. It was somewhat of a play and stay. So there are several musicians coming up and down I-5, and they discovered a small little vintage wine bar and restaurant at the time.
Yeah.
And word got out that if you played at Vintage, you also got to stay at this amazing B&B where this Janelle Pearson took very good care of you. So
and
the word got out.
Got treated like
the rest is history.
What musician doesn't want to play and stay and be treated with great food and wine and respect and be able to grow their book, grow their songs, And the only way you grow it is organically playing it. So what a great circle gift.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And also with us tonight is now that's Katie Boylan.
Kate.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. What am I? You know, it's my handwriting. I told you. I've got a bad hand.
My dad can call me Katie, but.
All right. No. Who calls you that?
Your mom? Dad. He's the only one who's allowed.
Okay. Well, I promise I won't. I won't cross that line again, Dad. Okay. So anyway, let's hear a little bit more of Chuck Prophet, because we're going to start off with him a little bit more. When we came in, you might have thought, okay, what are we listening tonight? Well, you're going to be hearing the number one pick that when I said, how do you want to lead off the show? They said, we want this particular song from Chuck Prophet. Let's go back for another clip on the original song we came out with, Liam.
You're going to need to give me a second because I had no idea that we were going to play again. So
well,
let me pull it back
you.
Up.
I'm going to test you.
you're scaring
I'm
me.
I'm testing you. Good. You should be scared.
On your toes.
I want you to be scared. We got Danger Kitty. Everybody's got a Danger Kitty member in that crowd. They better be cat scratch.
Meow.
So Dimitri, while he's looking for that, let's talk a little bit about the Friday night lineup and the kickoff.
So,
I'm just to throw questions all around for you.
All right.
So
our Friday night lineup is actually pretty stellar. So we are starting from 5 to 6. Danger Kitty is on the Paseo stage, and a lot of people are not familiar with where that is, but that's in the new alleyway behind
between post office.
Yeah. By the post office.
Is it K2? Is it a K2 building? Okay,
yeah.
So we were trying to figure that the other day, and you're going to build the stage. So it's an alleyway right now, but it's a wider alleyway, so you can see where the stage would go up.
And it's got an elevated V-shaped alcove right behind those businesses. And between the IOOF hall and down there. And then so on that stage we'll have Danger Kitty, Shiitake Love, Ashley Glitter Fox.
Yes.
Ooh, this is a new addition.
Sounds like another dangerous.
It is.
I don't know. Territory. I don't know.
It's a good pairing right there.
Ooh.
I like it. Another female fronted band.
Mm.
And then out of Portland area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Robin Montgomery is another local artist who will be playing. And then closing that stage is going to be Diggin' Dirt. And that was that funk band that I was telling you about the other day that I was super excited about.
Diggin' Dirt, and I know he's going to be pulling that up as well. But let's go back while you pulled up that Chuck Prophet. Let's just kind of kick it off like this is the guy who, like, just imagine a bunch of bands that are going to be, like, grooving like this. That's Chuck Prophet. He's going to be on Saturday night, right? Let's talk a little bit more. Donnie, let me go to you. Are you going to be building the stage?
Yes, we will be building the stage.
All right, this is your brainchild about putting that stage down in the Paseo?
In the Paseo, and where we're putting it is kind of in a garden, so we're going to be extra careful and protect that garden, but it's going to give it a nice high vantage point that where anybody in that whole alleyway is just going to be able to look right up there and see the performers. It's going to be awesome.
So cool.
We have Net Sound, John Thompson coming to do our sound
for us. All right.
And it is really going to be amazing.
So if anybody's wondering if why this guy's name sounds familiar, you've probably read articles. I know they did a special article about your houseboat that floats around at those concerts, and that was your brainchild. So tell us a little bit about that, because again, there you are loving on the music, bringing the music during COVID. Tell us a little bit about
Soundwave
that.
Soundwave Jam Pad. So yeah, we built that for COVID when a lot of the musicians couldn't play around town. We needed to figure out a way that they could play and have it be kind of social distancing so people could bring their kayaks out or paddle boards or however they could get out to the water, and we'd do some music concerts on that. And So we use that for on the water, and we do concerts as a mobile stage on the land also. But a lot of fun. Yeah, whatever it takes to bring the music to the people in Reading.
Well, I think that that just is indicative of you finding a way to bring the music. What can we do? Let's do it on a houseboat. How are we going to get sound on the water? We'll figure it out. Floating sound on the water. How brilliant. So that's where we're going to go before we take a break. We've got these brilliant minds that have come together that love the music. They're going to make the music, build the stage, two-day festival, 32 bands, amazing. We're going to be right back. Let's see, what should we take it out with? Should we take this out with, what's your pick?
I'm going to go with Real Jelly Jive.
Oh.
Love those guys. Okay.
You got to pay attention, buddy. He's like...
Maybe we should have gone with Dig and
Dirt. I need to know the songs that we're playing beforehand.
Okay, who do you have now?
I have Jack Johnson right now.
All right. So, is Jack Johnson?
Yes.
Well,
it's
G-Love.
It's G-Love with Jack Johnson.
G-Love, okay. Okay. Thank you.
That was God telling me everything's going to be all right. So long, old friend, when will we meet again? I said, so long, old friend, when will we meet again? Well, I don't know.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family events will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, okay, welcome back. We know who that is. All right, Danger Kitty. Okay, I got to tell you this story. That's my favorite song. All right, of the brand new Danger Kitty CD, and we were there for the release party. I interviewed Demetri. Actually, bought like this for the Cascade fundraiser, and we donated like, you know, what do you want to talk about? What event? And you were like, I love our theater groups here in Reading, because everybody supports. It's not like, well, you're doing this. Everybody's in on it. So I love that. And that's happening here in the music scene as well. I'm discovering how generous and fabulous it is. Anyway, to do a backstory, if you've not heard it before, so I bring in Demetra. We do a commercial for their CD release. I said, give me your CD. I'm driving down to Sacramento. I listen to it all the way down to Sacramento. I listen to it all the way back. You know, it's freeway noise. So, but still there's things that, like, it becomes very, like it gets under your skin. And so the song that really got under my skin is the one that he just played, Liam. And we're putting Liam through a little bit of a torture thing tonight, but he's good about it. He's saying more, please. So you're going to be kicking it off, and that was a cut from your new Danger Kitty. What's the name of the album?
It's actually self-titled.
So Danger Kitty. Okay, there you go. That speaks for itself. Again, with us tonight, we have a great group of people here that are putting together this three stages in downtown Reading. You don't have to walk far. You buy a two-day pass or a one-night pass. And get your wristband. You've got three stages. You can. I know my friend Rick Hill was going through everything last night, and they're trying to figure out on the map where they're going to go at this time and that time. So, a musician's dream. And for anybody who loves live music, it's happening in just a few weeks. So, welcome back. And we talked a little bit. Where do you want to go at this point? Shall we talk more about the festival, and shall we go into, I think, a little bit of the backstory, how we started this fest, or how you started this festival, and how you booked these acts?
Well, Janice, that would be the one that books the acts, so if you want to start with that, and then we'll go into what it's all about.
Okay. If you want to go way, way back.
Janice Logan.
It was when Janelle, myself, and Jonathan Foster put on the first Reading Roots Revival Music Festival. We had a vision that we wanted to bring music to downtown. We wanted it to fill our downtown, people to fill our downtown, go into our businesses, stay in our hotels. We just wanted to give back to our community. So that's how it all started. And it was me at that time, well, I just sold my business, co-own my business with my brother-in-law. I sold that, but I still wanted to have my hand in music.
Mm.
And Janelle, of course, always wants to have her hand in music.
Well, the musicians were still calling me and wanting to stay and trying to figure out where they could play when Janice stopped doing it. And so we needed to create something, some other place for them to play. Mm-hmm. And that's what we created.
And Jonathan Foster, being a musician himself, he's now touring nationally now. We all came together and decided to just go for it. And
how many years now has the Reading Roots Revival been going on?
So this is the fourth annual, but it did start in 2019, and then of course we had a little lull for a year in 2020, and then we came back kind of smallish in 2021. We weren't quite sure what to do, but the musicians were dying to get out here. So we didn't have a huge budget that year, but we feel like we put on a pretty darn good show on a low budget that year. And then last year we were able to really do more of what we wanted to do with a little bigger budget. And we have a bigger one this year. So we are a nonprofit organization that we started it up. We umbrella under Folk Alliance International. And so a lot of these musicians do belong to Folk Alliance and have memberships there.
Folk Alliance.
Folk Alliance. They're out of Kansas City.
And can you tell us a little? Go ahead. I want you to finish that thought, but share us a little bit? You said these musicians belong to Folk Alliance. Let's talk about what Folk Alliance is.
Folk Alliance is an organization, a large organization that helps small organizations bring live music to their communities.
Fantastic.
So, you know, if you remember Oak Song Society, they were umbrellaed under Folk Alliance.
All right.
And we have had a couple of board members that were part of the Oak Song Society that helped us get started with our nonprofit.
That's a wonderful takeaway from tonight. That's, I think, a valuable tidbit of information for our listeners.
Yes, and we are completely staffed with volunteers. They're, you know, the money that the sponsor money that we get goes to the music and to putting on the festival. And our budget is about 50% sponsors and 50% ticket sales. So we can keep the tickets lower more affordable, more people can come and enjoy the music.
Let's talk about ticket prices. Who should we go to for where we go? And we're talking 32 bands, three stages, all day Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock on Friday. Where are you going to go get something of this magnitude? Right downtown Reading. So where does one go, and what are the prices for tickets?
You go to readingrootsrevival.org.
And the prices for a two-day pass right now is $79 for a two-day pass. Janice did the math. If you can see 10 bands over 2 days, that's under $8 a band.
Amazing. Is there a gigantic tip jar?
There should be.
There should be.
You can always sponsor next year.
There you go.
Oh, man. Yeah. And so we are going to be giving tickets away. We may do that tonight. As we progress through the next 2 weeks, we're going to bump it up every day and do a little contest. And that, you know, what better thing to do? I think it's probably something to wear with pride to have a little band around your wrist of where you've supported going to the Reading Roots Revival two-day concert series. So you probably have so many submissions. Let's go to you, Donnie, all the sound and the staging and everything. How do you go about the selection?
Well, like I was saying before, Net Sound, John Thompson really does an amazing job with sound for us. And, so we start off with him and we just talk about the different venues, and he's pretty familiar with stuff around town. We're also going to be using, we've got a collaboration with the Cascade Theater this year. So they have amazing sound guy there, Robert, and Robert Ward will be doing our sound there. And,
cool.
Yeah, very, very good, very yeah. good musician. And
seasoned guy.
And that the Cascade Theater, we're asking everybody to kind of start there Friday night. Start there, get your wristbands, and then once you get your wristbands, you go around to the other stages and check out all the musicians.
Is that where you're getting your wristbands? So this is where you start.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a check-in table in front of the Cascade Theater.
Ooh.
That was an address that we could put on our website.
Yes.
The Paseo is a little harder to describe.
Right.
So we wanted it to be a place where people are familiar with it, and they can come buy, they can buy tickets the day of. Also, if they didn't purchase them online, or they check in and get their armbands if they did purchase them online.
What time is check-in so that we can get to 5 o'clock with Danger Kitty?
Check-in on Friday, I believe, starts at 4.
Okay, there you go. So if you want to be able to get over to that stage, make sure you hear this, that you park and you get yourself ready so that you've got it mapped out. You may want to be... there's so many other things, but you want that big, the stage that you're going to be on, Demetra, is going to be a fantastic. Let's go to Kate, not Katie, only her dad gets to call her that. Boy lawn, like a boy with a lawn, I've been told. So am I good?
You're doing great.
All right,
great.
Thank you so much. So Kate, what's your role in all of this, Reading Roots
Revival? Well, I've been on the board for a few years, so this is my third go around with the festival. And then I am organizing volunteers, so people are checking in with me for
Ooh.
What their job is.
Ooh.
And yeah, it gets a little crazy.
So about how many volunteers do you say, like when we look at the Danger Kitty stage, that's called the Paseo, how do you say, okay, we need 10 volunteers in that? I mean, help us see the magnitude.
You know, we just want to make sure people aren't frustrated. You know, they show up and they don't know where to go. They want to make sure that they're in the right place, that they have all the information available to them, that they can get their beer tickets and they can get their beer and find their spot and get some shade. And we want to make sure there are enough people there to show them where to go.
So a little while ago, I think a couple of years back, we went to Mammoth Rocks. You know, in Mammoth, they have, like, these rock concerts, and every night there's, like, maybe a tribute band or something.
Nice.
Now, what I liked about that is that people brought their lawn chairs. Is this the same kind of thing? People bring their chairs, or are they standing through the concert?
We have had it set up in the past where they can bring their lawn chairs, and they are welcome to, but since we do have one venue that doesn't need chairs, we are going to provide about 300 chairs there. So there'll be some standing up, some chairs there, and if somebody wants to bring their chairs, they're welcome to.
Oh, my gosh. So that's fabulous. You're going to have folding chairs? At the Paseo in the alley?
Yes, and cocktail tables if they want to go buy their beer or wine and hang out. And
so are there like beer booths or give, again, a visual. Okay, there we go.
We have an awesome collaboration this year with Woody's Brewing, and they're building a beer especially for Redding Roots. And Janice will tell you a little bit about it. But
it's one time only, for this event.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is called the Redding Roots Falcon Haze. Mm. Yes.
Falcon
Haze. Yes.
There's a whole like poster, T-shirt, takeaway, complete. Yes. Yeah.
So,
in fact, a song will be written about it, I'm sure, after this event.
And Steve Poltz will be the one to write it.
Yes.
Guaranteed, 100%.
Well, we do have to take a break. We're going to go out with one of the fantastic acts that will be here on the 22nd or the 23rd. You do want to probably buy tickets for both. That way you can just hang out and see a bunch of different bands. They're probably playing simultaneously, right? So you can go here, go here. Who do we have up?
Sounds like Royal Jelly Jive.
It is. It's Railroad Tracks by Royal Jelly Jive. Down by the railroad tracks.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters, feature backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
We are here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and I am having a blast. You hear me slapping my hands behind the radio because I am in the element with fabulous minds that think about music, love music, And this is the fourth annual Redding Roots Revival that's coming up on September 22nd and 23rd. I'm here with Janelle Pearson, Donnie Redd, Demetra Fries, Janice Logan, and Kate Boylan. How's that?
Woo! That was great job!
Yay! Yay! And Liam at the helm.
Oh, hey!
All right.
Yay! Yeah.
Oh, you know, you got a lot of names, and you got a lot of... So, we came in with, I'm sorry, tell me again who we came in with the butt music.
Digging Dirt by Leather, Leather Tramp by Digging Dirt.
Yes. All right.
Ignore me.
No. I mean, we've got 32 bands. I mean, we're not going to be covering all of them tonight in the snippets, but we're going to be, we've talked about kind of the rundown that's happening on Friday night, which starts at 5 o'clock, the Paseo, which is in the alley. Right down here downtown. You're not going to miss it. Just walk around and go, oh, it's right there. Okay. And then the other stage is the Cascade and then the park?
Yes, the Food Truck Park is the third venue. It is a free venue at the Food Truck Park. So if people don't want to buy a ticket, they can still go see some great music at the Food Truck Park that night.
Yes,
but I recommend
buying tickets because you want to support your music scene and you have to understand that some of these players that have come through their national and regional but national touring acts and they, you know, I mean, people love to play, but you can't always play for free. Like you've got to pay for gas and you've got to pay for strings and you've got to pay for food and wear and tear, and it's just part of the deal. So we love to support our musicians. Let's talk about some of the sponsors. Donnie, you mentioned that at the break. Let's go.
We have three main sponsors for the three stages. So we got the Food Truck Park at McConnell Foundation. They've helped us every single year. They're just amazing. The Paseo, we got Dignity Health going to help us again on that stage. And these three sponsors, they really put out a lot. And like Janice and Janelle were saying, 50% of our money comes from our sponsors. We couldn't keep the ticket prices so low. $79 for the two-day music festival.
Right.
You know, we could not do that if it wasn't for these great sponsors.
Right.
And then we got the Cascade Theater. We got Choose Reading Lodging is the head sponsor for that. So
Choose Reading Lodging. Now that's something new that I'm hearing for the first time.
Well, Choose Reading is the old Visit Reading. They kind of split up.
It, right.
And what Choose Reading Lodging is the hotel owners in town
mm-hmm.
that still collect a 2% bid when people come stay at
right.
a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that money is used to market Reading to get people into hotel beds here. And they feel that supporting a festival like this, they are hoping that they're going to be filling up their hotels as this grows.
So do you have, like the San Francisco Chronicle, do you have a lot of different people that are covering this? This is a really big deal. This has grown into be, like, quite the thing. So how far out do you get people coming to Reading for this festival?
So we have this fabulous music producer in San Francisco, and his name is Casey Turner, and he puts on a lot of shows like this in San Francisco, and he helps to promote this, and he comes up and volunteers his time and MCs one of our stages.
Oh, boy.
He promotes to all of his email list that's down in San Francisco. And he also puts on a little pre-show at Bridge House the night before the festival. So we let him kind of handle that. He gets the musician and sells tickets, and that's his little baby when he comes up to kind of tie together our festival with what he does.
Well, if you don't know the name Janelle Pearson, you've heard of, you know, her beautiful bed and breakfast. And that you've hosted almost every musician on their way up and at the very top in your
hundreds
facility.
Hundreds of them.
Yeah, hundreds of them. Have you counted like an ish?
No.
I mean, you don't have like, you didn't go like that on the wall? You didn't make your little mark?
Every once in a while I'll run into some more posters that I didn't know that I had that people have signed to me and thanking me for their stay. And, I mean, there's hundreds.
And it is beautiful and you have the best. You know, sheet count, like cotton sheet count in the county.
They like that. You know, it's funny. Musicians really do appreciate that.
Oh, heck yeah. After you've been laying on balled up sheets, you want some good ones. I've been there.
They also like the food.
Yeah. And you just want to smell, you want something to smell pretty. Please.
Bacon.
Yeah. There you go. Bacon. So that's fantastic. All right. So let's go back to, Dimitri. How was your night of the, you were saying that since you released your album and you put it on Spotify that you cannot believe. I think you told me this. So share with our listeners what's happening with the world listening to your music. And have you been getting messages that people are going to come to Reading because they know you're going to open the Reading Roots Revival?
It's been really interesting to look on Spotify for Artists and see the reach of our music so far, just since we've released it. And some of the top cities that our music is trending in are like Los Angeles and New York, but also London and Madrid, Spain, and all of these random places around the world that I'm like, and you know, all of these artists, I mean, I know that, you know, Steve Poltz just did a tour in Australia. And so it's like, you know, they're going there and so they're connecting with people. But it's like, how are people finding, like, you know, we're from Reading. Like, how are people finding that? And so it's pretty amazing to see. But, yeah, it's been an interesting experience. And we have had a magazine, a UK magazine, reach out and did a review of our album and sent it to me a couple of days ago.
Wow.
So,
Are you twirling your ring like, this isn't real. I can't. But your eyes are as big as I don't know what. And you're like, is this really happening? Well, when you're really good and you put your spit on it like you have, it's really good.
Well, I think we're just so grateful to be included in this amazing lineup for Reading Roots, because I will tell you, the level of musicianship at this two-day festival is just off the charts.
Well, you've got some great musicians in your band too, and you do a great job. And let me tell you something, you kick on your bass. So that's just from my little, you know, humble opinion. Can we do a little of Steve Poltz?
I love the way you lick your lips, dear. You got fireworks in your head. I love the way you bring me water when I'm thirsty in your bed. I love everything about you. Whoa, about you. Surely kissed by angels.
And you had mentioned, we're going to take an early break. Let's just go out with him, or let's go out with another cut, if you don't mind, Liam. We picked out another one of the performers that's going to be there, I think, on the 23rd, which is Saturday. And we're going to go out with that, take this early break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to give away a couple tickets, and we're going to talk about the times. That, like, Steve Poltz and some of the guy coming in that's going to be, we're going to play that at the next break. And you may know that song, Lullaby. We'll get that to you in a second. But right now, we're going to take a break here on KCNR. I am here with the gang from the Reading Roots Revival. We'll be right back.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicholas. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
About this place. It's hard to play a gig in this town and keep a straight face. It seems like everybody's got a plan. It's kind of like Nashville with a tan.
Boy.
Everything's gonna be alright. Rock-a-bye. Rock-a-bye.
Yeah, and you're listening to, that is Sean Mullins, who is going to be here on the Saturday lineup, along with Steve Poltz, who we played earlier in the Reading Roots Revival. Again, if you're just tuning in, go back to the archives on KCNR1460.com, because we've got some really good juicy, information and music. That's September 22nd and 23rd. It's the Reading Roots Fourth Annual 2023 Festival. Three stages, 32 bands. I'm here with some incredible guests that have worked tirelessly through the years and this last year to book these bands. And Sean Mullins. Now, did he ever come through Reading before?
Not that I know of.
Okay, you have a story to talk about. When Steve Poltz was here, that's
so
his name, right?
The song that played earlier with Steve Poltz at the Bed and Breakfast, he's stayed there several times when he played at Vintage over the years, but one morning he brought his guitar to breakfast. We had a pretty full house. There was probably about 8 or 9 other guests there. And he just sits down at the table and starts talking to people and strumming on his guitar. And then he goes, "Janelle, what do you want to hear?" And I said, "That song from Notting Hill. I love that song." And he just started singing it and serenading us, and everybody was just in love.
You know, I love that. It reminds me of my days in Nashville where you had these songwriter nights. And that was so cool. It was truly where you had the bonfires, and you never knew who was going to pull out a guitar and pull a song out that they wrote. Alan Jackson, great songwriters. And, just like your mechanic, you know, like, hello, are you kidding me? Oh yeah, that was written. You know, just great players and that down home, really intimate feeling that goes on. So, I think that's just the sign of a true artist. There is no wall. They just come in with their passion and they make an omelet for you.
And there is a good backstory with Steve Poltz. He met Jewel way back when she was living in her bus.
Uh-huh.
She was playing at a coffee shop. He was in a punk band called the Rugburns. they collaborated together. He ended up writing the song "You Were Meant for Me."
Ooh!
If you look at that video, he's in the video, which okay. is hilarious now because he's insane. He is so fun to watch, but he is very serious in this video.
So Donnie, you were saying that when we were listening to that song that he was playing that you said was from Notting Hill. We started off. We played it in the last break. That you'll hear him in this particular mood and fashion, but on the next song, he can may sound completely different.
Yes. I mean, Steve Poltz has about, I don't even know how many personalities, but he is such a fun guy, and he will just one person by himself with a guitar, he will entertain thousands of people. I mean, just keep them on their edge of their seats. He's just amazing.
So, Demetra, with Danger Kitty and the fact that you launched about a few weeks back with your release of your CD, Danger Kitty, some great, great cuts on that album. You were in a band or still, I don't know, I'm trying to understand how people are in three bands. I don't know, that's a multitasker with a big job and all these different bands. And you were in how does that work?
I'm still in the Stonehearts, yes. Okay. We're actually playing on the 13th.
Okay, where are you playing?
At Sunset River Jam.
Oh.
Anderson.
Because I heard
that's a cover band.
Yeah, but I also heard that Ashley Black was there, who
yes,
played in your CD.
She was there this past Wednesday.
I don't know. It's like a big family that decides to have a lot of kids, and you can't figure out who's running out there in the field.
Pretty much. Can't keep track of all of us.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so you are in the Stonehearts, but Danger Kitty is the original music.
Yes.
A lot of it written by your
husband, Mark Fries. Yes,
you're listening, Mark. Shout out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
good stuff.
A handful of the songs that we perform are also written by Kane McGee, who is our drummer.
Okay,
a singing drummer, which is an incredible talent. In and of itself.
He's just so. A word that comes to my mind is just so tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, I'm sorry. That's what
she
I think about.
Musically capable.
Yeah, I don't know the guy. I don't know. I can't tell you what's licking his ear or anything like that. But he's just, God, his chops were
Linda,
great.
Linda, yes. You've got to go back a few years to mm-hmm. the North Star Session that used to come from L.A. through here. And I know they came and did your radio show when they were coming through town, staying at the B&B. Kane was the drummer for
oh
the North Star
God.
Session.
Oh, my God. So then they played out at Anselmo's.
Yes.
Which I booked. When they did their unplugged version. Yeah. Oh, my God. They were so good. Oh, and I would interview them on, well, you're coming into town, blah, blah. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. It's such a small. Okay. We love that. So let's go back into Danger Kitty, because what I want to find out is, like, when I think about when I was in Nashville, it was 24/7. I was doing music every single night. I was out. And what I'm loving that's happening in the Reading area, all this live music is starting to happen. You can never get bored because there's always something going on. And here you're bringing in, through this Reading Roots Festival coming in a couple weeks, these major bands that maybe you haven't seen. You get a chance, like all this cluster. When you, from a musician's perspective, Demetra, how many times a week does the band rehearse?
We try to get in at least once every week or two. Doesn't always happen with schedules and playing out everywhere. And Kane also does our drummer also does a solo. He's also a singer-songwriter and plays guitar and does solo gigs.
So you got to be organized and say in 2 weeks on Tuesday we're going to get together. And okay, yeah. I mean, because your band was so tight, I was thinking, okay, so there didn't feel frayed. it felt like you knew your intros, your outro, everything. You just kind of had it. You had it staged. You knew what you were doing. It was just really refreshing. I was so in awe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do we have this love fest going on or what? I don't know. For me, I'm
huge love fest.
We've had this love fest for a long while. I actually started volunteering with Reading Roots a couple of years ago just because I wanted to be involved somehow.
Yeah.
I didn't care if I was playing music. I helped build one of the stages at the
Chain Gang.
Chain Gang, thank you, Kate. At the Chain Gang bike shop, and just did not care, just wanted to be there and absorb all of the music possible because they do an amazing job.
Just drink it in. Well, I'm going to offer, for those of you who are listening, I think we're going to give away like one wristband tonight. One wristband that is good for 2 days. So I'm encouraging for a single person that you buy another ticket because we want ticket sales. And through the next 2 weeks, I'm going to be doing this throughout the week on our morning show because this is my only Thursday night show this month. But if you do want to call in and ask any questions, now's the time to do that, 605-4567, of course, the 530 prefix first. But let's go around the table and let's do some closing thoughts. Let's start with you, Donnie.
Well, we'd like to really thank Woody's Brewery for collaborating with us and Cascade Theater. Those are going to be two big things this year for us. If by chance we get some hot weather, we got that Cascade Theater to go in, and people can cool down in there. It's just going to be amazing. I just want to say, buy your tickets ahead of time because you're going to save some money. Don't wait till that last day. You can buy them at the door, but we encourage you to save some money and buy them ahead of time.
And then plus it just helps the promoters of the event kind of know, you know, what's going, rather this cluster thing at the last minute. Think of traffic. One more thing about the beer. Let's talk about the beer and how you approached, how they came up with the idea of creating a beer just for this night or these 2 days for this festival.
Well, Scotty is really remarkable to work with, and he's all about helping nonprofits, and he's helped some other nonprofits I've been involved in the past. And so I don't know who actually came up with that idea. Was that you, Kate? Probably.
I'll take credit.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
Kate.
But
don't call her Katie.
Okay.
That's only for her dad, Kate.
Okay. Yeah.
Boylan.
So, and Janice is going to tell you about a second beer we have coming. This is just one from Woody's, and that's going to be amazing. We're going to have that both nights, but we're going to have a special beer for one night, and Janice will tell you about that one.
All right, Janice.
So G-Love has collaborated with Good Life Brewing out of Oregon, and we are bringing the juice to Reading. It's called the Juice IPA, and that will be available on Saturday.
Ooh, the juice. Mm-hmm. See, I get another T-shirt. You know, we need to have these specialized, like, one time only. And, oh, we have a winner. Is that for the, let me announce that. Nancy Robinette. Does anybody know Nancy?
Nope.
Ooh, I love it.
Congratulations, Nancy. Hey.
Love it. She probably saw it online. Oh, I'm so excited. Nancy, let's see, how are we going to do that? How do we want to do that? Because I don't physically have it right now.
She can come by your studio
okay. And
pick it up next week. I'll probably have it here midweek next week.
Thank you. Okay, does that work? Nancy, let's say Thursday? The Thursday next week, and then you can have your own very band to wear around for 2 days and see these wonderful 32 bands. All right, Janelle, let's go to you and with closing thoughts. We've got like about 3 minutes left, so we've got to get around.
I just want to thank our sponsors again, Dignity Health, McConnell Foundation, Choose Reading Lodging, KIXZ is a pretty big sponsor this year. We've got lots of little community sponsors. We need all of them, and it's amazing to get everyone together. The more, the better. The more, the merrier.
Oh, thank you. I want to hear an applause. Like, yeah, rock star applause. Okay. I was clearing my throat. Sorry. Okay. Your turn, Janice. Logan.
All right. I want to thank all of our board members who worked tirelessly on this event. Without them, this would not be possible, as well as all the volunteers. It takes all of us to make this happen. This cannot be done without them and the support of our community. So thank you.
I feel your heart your emotion. Everybody's just so invested. And finally, Kate.
First of all, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah.
This was fun. But I want to say the music that we bring to this festival is varied. I would encourage everyone to listen to our Spotify playlist. You will find something that you will enjoy. You will find 2 days worth of music that you will enjoy, even if there's also 2 days worth of music there that isn't your bag. You will find 2 days worth of music that you love, and you will have fun.
What I loved about taking my husband, I mean, he likes varied music too, but when we took him to the Danger Kitty concert and we saw Anna Ray and we saw
Honeybee.
Honeybee. He was enthralled with all three. Very different.